Welcome to another celebrity edition of Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast. Today, two legendary MCs will compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. DJ Cool, without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most!
Yeah, it's your man Magic Most. I'm the Slap Bracelet of Game Show host, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We have another special celebrity edition of Headspin for you. We're more than honored to have two golden era pioneers in the house today. Please give a humongous Headspin welcome to the remarkable Rodney O and the phenomenal Mellow Man Ace.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Peace, world.
All right, it's been a long time since the golden era. Have both of you gone from clap your hands now to using arthritis cream, or are you still keeping it hip-hop to this day?
I wake up and I'm hip-hop. I don't have to try, man. It's just automatic.
What about you, Mellow Man?
Man, I use CBD every goddamn morning on my left arm. I ain't gonna lie. But other than that, you know, a little high blood pressure, we keep it all under control.
It's almost time to light up those golden era parts of your brain. But first, let's get to know you a little more. I'm going to ask a couple of questions for you, Mellow Man Ace. If you had to choose erasing either De La Soul or Tribe Called Quest from hip-hop history, which group would you choose and why?
Well, if a gun was pointed to my head, because, see, that's a coin toss. I love both groups. Look, Break of Dawn by De La has got to be one of my favorite hip-hop records of all time, if not number one.
Hey, man, fuck what he's talking about. I took off De La Soul. It's a little bit... I love him, though, but I had to roll with Tribe just because of the beats. And I don't know, it just grabbed me more personally, but I love De La Soul as well, but I have to take that Tribe Called Quest.
I got a follow-up question for you, Mellow Man Ace. If you had to explain De La Soul to someone who's never heard of them before, but you could only play one of their songs, which song would you choose and why?
Well, it would be that one, Break of Dawn. And I would explain to them that you're probably not going to understand shit that they're saying. They were riddlers and they had their own verbiage. But when you get lost into the sample of that, I believe it was a Michael Jackson sample on that. When you get lost into it, just close your eyes and let your body follow type of thing. And you'll start to understand a little bit of the type of shit they were on.
Second question for you, Mellow Man Ace. You were clearly one of the pioneers of rapping in Spanish and English. What inspired you to come out mixing the two languages? Also, did you think that style would resonate with such a large portion of the population like it did? Or were you surprised by the success?
My mentor for me was a guy by the name of Mr. Schick of the Mean Machine. They had a record called Disco Dream on Sugar Hill Records. At the time, 1981, 82, that was the first time I heard a Spanish rap be kicked on a record. But it wasn't an all-Spanish rap. It was just a little piece toward the end of the record. When I heard it, me being Cuban, Afro-Cuban, I said, I want to be like that guy. It's kind of how I got my whole identity in hip-hop. And no, I had no idea that it would sound off like that, like it did on such a global scale, where being able to ambassador hip-hop in countries like Costa Rica, Colombia, Panama, and places like that.
All right, last question for you, Mellow Man. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I played 18 rounds of golf yesterday. Made about $35 out there. And that's got to be it.
But I heard that there's a whole community of rappers playing golf nowadays.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you got Scarface, Drez the Black Sheep, my man Coolio. There's a few of us, and we're starting to really link up.
Okay, so you made a hip-hop. You made golf hip-hop.
Yeah, you can say that, because, I mean, when we're out there, we got the big speakers in our carts, and we're banging our own shit. You know, we play our music, and we'll play some funk and Rick James and all that.
Yeah.
So we kind of turn the golf course a little bit hood, a little hood while we're out there.
Like a golf cart with switches on it?
We don't have that yet until probably Snoop Dogg starts playing golf.
I want to see a hip-hop version of Caddyshack. Like, I want to see you do a remake.
Starring Rodney O.
Oh, man.
As Bill Murray.
All right, speaking of Rodney O, we're going to move over to you, ask you a couple of questions, get to know you. You already kind of gave us a little bit of Rodney O, but if you had to choose erasing either De La Soul or Tribe Called Quest from hip-hop history, which group would you choose and why?
I just personally like Tribe. I like De La Soul too, but like Mello said, they had their own verbiage. It was a little weird, you know, the daisy thing, and nigga ain't in the flowers and all that, but I get it, you know, but Tribe is just, you know, plus I had the cars with the banging systems and the way Tribe just came on humping in the car, you know what I'm saying? But I love both.
If you had to explain Tribe Called Quest to someone who has never heard of them before, but you could only play one of their songs, which song would you choose and why?
Electric Relaxation. You know, I'm really into how sonically the song sounded, especially playing them now, and it was just a banger, man. It just did something.
All right, second question for you, Rodney O. What was your motivation for releasing your classic album, Fuck New York? Was it in direct response to Tim Dog's Fuck Compton?
Nah, it actually wasn't. What it was is we signed to a label after our first album. We signed to Atlantic. It was New York hitting us saying they didn't like the record. They didn't really understand us because we had blew up on the West Coast and it really wasn't cracking on the East Coast. But the New York office is who signed it. So when we got over there, they gave us absolutely no love. They was like, well, you guys don't have a concept like Kwame and this and that. I'm like, Kwame? You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh. He said, well, he's got the thing going with the hair and this and that and the polka dots. I'm like, oh, so you want us to be some old gimmick-ass motherfuckers. So we was sour about that. They didn't do what they were supposed to do with our record. And the record wasn't that great either, but they could have did more. So when we got independent, we was like, man, fuck New York. And we was putting that out on our own label. So we had gone from, you know, and this is back then, you know what I'm saying? So we went from a major to an independent. And I'm like, I don't have the money to put in like Atlantic would do it. So I said, let's call some shit. Fuck New York. Everybody gonna be talking about it. I almost looked at it like how when Easy paid for the Republican thing, he's like, man, I got $1 million worth of a press off of $20,000 donation or whatever. So I said, well, I'll say fuck New York and let that travel around and that will get us to where we need to be. And it did. It did.
I just want to say, You Don't Hear Me, though, is a fucking banger.
Yeah. It does well for me there, buddy. It does well for me.
All right, Rodney O, I got another question for you. You clearly inspired a lot of people with your music. Who or what inspired you?
I've been around doing music so long that there wasn't a lot of people to bite from or to get your style from. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I used to listen to the Funky 4 Plus One More Sequence, Grandmaster Flash. I would call the record stores and I'd be like, is there any new rap out? I didn't ask if there was a certain group. Any rap that came in, I went and bought it.
All right, last question for you, Rodney O. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I stay hip-hop all the time, man. I don't do no weirdo shit, man. I'm hip-hop 24/7 to be actually, you know.
Who you calling a weirdo, nigga?
You playing golf and shit. Wearing them weird socks and all that shit. Nah.
All right, interview over. It's time to get at this nigga.
So everything you do is hip-hop, Rodney O? For example, if you were holding a newborn kitten, how would you make that hip-hop?
Yeah, I don't fuck with kittens, bro. I don't fuck with kittens, man.
And Rodney O, you the real deal, man. All right, let's go over the rules of the game. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop, and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving you both a chance chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser today will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform one of their biggest hits on Hollywood Boulevard for the whole world to see on Instagram. Now, Mellow Man Ace and Rodney O, are you both ready for this fierce competition today?
Let's go.
I got ideas for that five bills, so I'm going to wipe my ass with this nigga here tonight. People, let's go. Shit.
Make sure his phone service is off.
All right, Mellow Man Ace, you'll be first. Rodney O, that means you'll be going into the isolation booth. All right, Mellow Man Ace, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock starts after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the iconic Cuban MC who penned the smash hit Mente Rosa.
That would be me, sir.
Who was the West Coast duo responsible for the hits Everlasting Bass and You Don't Hear Me Though?
That would be my counterpart, Sorry Ass Rodney.
Antonio Hardy is the real name of which legendary MC?
It's just so hard because I know so many different things. So it's Big Daddy Kane.
Which West Coast duo consists of MCs Corrupt and Daz Dillinger?
Dark Clown Gangsters.
Name the late 80s hip-hop group responsible for the smash hit Nothing Serious, Just Buggin'.
Whistle.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan is also known as Golden Arms?
GZA.
Cool G Rap was billed on the album Road to the Riches in 89 with what DJ?
Polo.
All right, that's time, Mellow Man. You scored 6 out of 7 questions correct in that first round. Coming out the gate super confident. How are you feeling right now?
I told you when I came here, I'm a true student of the arts, and so I'm surprised I missed one.
All right, Mellow Man Ace, head into our isolation booth, and we're going to bring out Rodney O. All right, Rodney O, how was your time in the booth?
Oh, man, boring, but let's go.
You got 60 seconds after I read this first question, Rodney. Here we go. Name the iconic Cuban MC who penned the smash hit Mente Rosa.
Mellow Man Ace.
Who was the West Coast duo responsible for the hits Everlasting Bass and You Don't Hear Me Though?
Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Antonio Hardy is the real name of which legendary MC? Which West Coast duo consists of MCs Corrupt and Daz Dillinger?
Oh, Dog Pound.
Name the late 80s hip-hop group responsible for the smash hit Nothing Serious, Just Buggin'.
UTFO.
Which member of the Wu-Tang Clan is also known as Golden Arms?
I have no idea.
Cool G Rap was billed on the album Road to Riches in 89 with what DJ? All right, that's it. You came out the gate with 3 out of 7 questions correct in round one. How do you feel about your performance today on Headspin?
Oh, man, very, very lackluster. Very lack-fucking-luster. Let's go, though.
All right, let's bring out Mellow Man Ace. We're going to talk about the correct answers to round one. All right, the iconic Cuban MC who penned the hit Mente Rosa was our own Mellow Man Ace.
Yes.
The West Coast duo responsible for Everlasting Bass and You Don't Hear Me Though is Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Damn right.
Antonio Hardy is the real name of Big Daddy Kane. The Dog Pound consists of MCs Corrupt and Daz Dillinger. The 80s hip-hop group responsible for the smash hit Nothing Serious, Just Buggin' was Whistle.
Oh! Oh, my stupid ass!
The member of the Wu-Tang Clan known as Golden Arms is You God. You a Wu-Tang fan?
Not at all. I can name you Cream, Get the Money, Dollar. After that, man, I done shot my wad.
Well, Rodney O, why don't you fuck with Wu-Tang Clan?
Nigga did say fuck New York.
Yeah, you really did.
I wasn't into that type of style. That's all this, the lyrical miracle shit I wasn't really into. So, but I get it. I understand why people like it. It's just I wasn't going to play it. But I get it, though. Shit. It did better than me, so I can't say too much.
The DJ with Kool G Rap on Road to the Riches was DJ Polo. All right, after round one, Mellow Man Ace is in the lead with 600 points. Rodney O trailing behind a little bit with 300 points. But there's still a whole lot of head spin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
If you were around in the late 80s and early 90s, you have a slightly different reaction to the phrase hip-hop. This was the golden era, and it shaped the culture that we live in today.
Here it comes!
Here it comes.
I'm Craig Smith, host of Fresh Era, where we bring the golden era of hip-hop to you. We journey through the life and work of legends like Chubb Rock, Drez of Black Sheep, Grand Pooba, Fat Lip of the Far Side, and more. And along the way to hip-hop's success, there were some highs.
King comes up to me. Yo, I'm a big fan of your records and your music.
There were definitely lows.
I remember being on Rikers Island looking out the bars, and I remember saying to myself, I'd rather be butt naked in Times Square in the snow than be here.
And what we don't hear enough about is that there was a lot of fun.
Remember when I jumped off those three-story speakers? And you thought Doobie's dead.
This isn't just another interview show. It's a trip through time back to the golden era with the pioneers of modern hip-hop. Subscribe now to Fresh Era.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to another exciting celebrity edition of Headspin. We've got Mellow Man Ace and Rodney O battling it out today. Mellow Man Ace is in the lead with 600 points, and Rodney O is trailing behind with 300 points. Now, before we get into round two, a couple of questions for you both. Rodney O, was there a producer you would have loved to make a track with, or that you tried to make a track with during the golden era that never happened?
Nah, not necessarily, because I was doing everything myself. I had a wish list, of course. Everybody wanted a Dr. Dre beat, probably DJ Pooh, Battle Cat. We would see each other like at a club or something, like, man, let's get together. I got something for you, but it just never happened.
Mellow Man Ace, same question for you. Was there a producer you would have loved to make a track with, or you tried to make a track with during the golden era, but it never happened?
I would have loved to do a track with DJ Premier, him or Marley Marl. Yeah, I would have loved to work with them cats. I never got a chance to meet them. To this day, I've never met Primo and I've never met Marley Marl.
There's a rumor that Be Real helped you write Mini Rosa. Is that correct?
We sat out in front of my mom's crib together. He came up with the Check This Out Baby intro line.
Okay.
And then I came up with everything else.
Cool.
Side note, I did write Real Estate on the Cypress Hill first album.
Whoa!
Little tidbit, just a little tidbit.
All right, so let's remind the audience of what we're playing for today. These two golden era gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser today will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. All right, round two. Rodney O, you'll be kicking off round two. That means Mellow Man Ace, you'll be heading into the isolation booth.
Let's go.
Okay, Rodney O, are you ready to redeem yourself in round two?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after I read this first question. Here we go. Finish this line from Beastie Boys' Paul Revere. Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
How about three bad brothers you know so well?
Which MC sampled Theme to Jeopardy in his hit single, Think About It? Name the New York-born MC with a fake British accent who penned the hit Nightmares in 1987.
Slicky Ricky.
Which member of NWA was also known as the Ruthless Villain?
MC Ren.
What golden era indie label was founded by Fred Minot that signed Chubb Rock and Kid & Play? Name the iconic Seattle Mariner who rhymed on Kid Sensation's The Way I Swing in 1992.
Ken Griffey Jr.
What was the childhood rap group out of Miami responsible for the 94 smash hit Funky Y2C? Time's up, Rodney O. All right, Rodney O, you got 3 out of 7 questions correct in round 2. A little bit of, like, memory loss going on or something. How you feeling?
Maybe I smoked a little weed before I came in here, man. I'm going to come up with some type of excuse because I feel like a straight fucking idiot.
All right, Rodney O, that means you're going in the booth, and we're going to bring out Mellow Man Ace for round 2. All right, Mellow Man Ace, how was your time in the booth?
Loving it, man.
What's the last song you heard?
I don't know who the fuck it was.
All right, Mellow Man Ace, are you ready for round 2?
I'm ready to take the crown.
All right, keep in mind the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You've got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Finish this line from Beastie Boys' Paul Revere. Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
About 3 bad brothers you know so well.
Which MC sampled the theme to Jeopardy in his hit single Think About It?
Pass.
Name the New York-born MC with a fake British accent who penned the hit Nightmares in 1987.
Dana Dane.
Which member of NWA was also known as the Ruthless Villain?
MC Ren.
What golden era indie label was founded by Fred Minot that signed Chubb Rock and Kid & Play?
Select Records.
Name the iconic Seattle Mariner who rhymed on Kid Sensation's The Way I Swing in 1992.
Ken Griffey Jr.
What was the childhood rap group out of Miami responsible for the smash 1994 hit Funky Y2C?
Pass.
All right, that's it. That's time. You ran out of time, Mellow Man Ace.
Damn it.
All right, Mellow Man Ace, that means you got 5 out of 7 questions correct in round 2. You're very consistent. How are you feeling about round 2?
You know, there was a couple of edgy questions there that I felt I should have known. Perhaps had I had another 60 seconds, I would have nailed those as well. But like I said, coming in, I feel strong, and I'm ready to go.
All right, well, we're going to bring out Rodney O, and let's talk about the correct answers to round 2. All right, guys, here are the correct answers to round 2. If both of you can finish the line with me, Beastie Boys' Paul Revere goes, "Now here's a little story I got to tell about
3 bad brothers you know so well."
The MC who sampled the theme to Jeopardy in his hit single Think About It was Special Ed.
Oh, think about it, think dick about it. Yeah.
The New York-born MC with a fake British accent who had Nightmares in 1987 was Dana Dane.
Oh! You missed that?
Oh, my God!
Damn, you missed that?
Sound like you got a groin injury in the booth.
Oh, man.
I've interviewed Dana Dane on my podcast, so I know he don't speak like that. That's my guy. We working on something new together.
Have either of you guys met Slick Rick?
I have met Slick Rick when he was fresh out of prison. He didn't speak for himself, which was a trip. Nothing but love and respect and admiration for that guy. But when I asked him something, he looked over, whether it was his wife or assistant. She would then reply for him, which I thought was gangster as fuck.
What a fucking superstar.
Yeah, this was Gambino Deluxe here.
Wow. The member of NWA, also known as the Ruthless Villain, was MC Ren. Both of you guys got it one correct.
I have to double check on my shit.
The indie label that was founded by Fred Minot, who signed Chubb Rock and Kid & Play, was Select Records. The Seattle Mariner, who rhymed on Kid Sensation's The Way I Swing, was Ken Griffey Jr. All right, the childhood rap group out of Miami who had the hit Funky Y2C was The Puppies. The Puppies.
I know he didn't get that right.
No, shit.
That's some shit you know about. That ain't nothing we know about.
At the end of round 2, Mellow Man Ace has the lead with 1,600 points to Rodney O's 900 points. But Rodney O, you can still redeem yourself next round with a strong performance because the correct answers will be worth 300 points, which gives each of our celebrity Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and the grand prize of $500. The loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. So stick around for round three after these messages.
Hi, this is Chubb Rock. You may know me from my hit single Treat 'Em Right or my legendary guest verse on Brooklyn Dodgers Part 2. I'm here to discuss a serious problem affecting adults over the age of 35. It's called CHDS, Classic Hip Hop Deficiency Syndrome. If you find yourself referring to your Apple laptop as Mac Daddy or doing the Roger Rabbit to impress your spouse, you may be suffering from this paralyzing disease. Well, there's good news. The doctors at Stupid Fly have developed a cure called Fresh Era. Fresh Era is a guided audio tour into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including Young MC, Fat Lip of the Far Side, Grand Pooba Maxwell, and me, Chubb Rock. So put on your single-strap overalls and run to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today. Nobody should live in an adulthood coma. Fight classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome and get stupid fly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to this celebrity edition of Headspin. Mellow Man Ace has the lead with 1,600 points and Rodney O has 900 points. Rodney O, we can still pull this off because the point values are tripled in round three.
Let's go!
All right, Mellow Man Ace, you'll be going first. That means Rodney O, we're putting you in the booth. All right, Mellow Man Ace, how do you feel about round three? Because this is the one for everything. This is the winning round for you.
I'll have a great showing. I will be the victor.
All right, 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the rap duo comprised of MC Milk D and DJ Gizmo who wrote the hit Top Billing.
Awesome too.
Finish this line from EPMD's You Gots to Chill. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free.
And get down to the sound of EPMD.
What was the title of the 93 film that starred Dr. Dre and Ed Lover as barbers turned police officers?
Barbershop.
Name the brand of sweater that the notorious B.I.G. made iconic.
Gucci.
What does the acronym in the name of Death Row member RBX stand for?
Pass.
Which iconic L.A. Pioneers debut album was entitled Act a Fool and released in 88?
King T.
What is the name of MC Light's DJ who was also her cousin?
Pass.
What does the acronym in the name of Death Row member RBX stand for?
Running these bitches out of town.
All right, that's time, Mellow Man Ace. You ran out of time. You got 2 out of 7 questions correct in round three. Not as confident as you wanted it to be. How you feeling?
You know, I knew DJ K-Rock, and it just slipped my mind. So that was MC Light's DJ, but it got away from me there. And, you know, I felt the clock ticking there, and I just had to fire off an answer of some sort.
All right, cool. Let's bring out Rodney O for round three. All right, Rodney O, welcome to round three. I'm not going to say how Mellow Man Ace did, but you still in this game.
Yeah.
This is your chance to win in round three.
Okay.
All right. How are you feeling?
A little down, man. I'm a little down, man.
All right. Let's pick it up. Let's pick up that energy. You got this, Rodney O. All right. Fuck New York.
Yeah.
All right. Correct answers in round three are worth 300 points. Here we go.
Let's go.
Name the rap duo comprised of MC Milk D and DJ Gizmo, who wrote the hit Top Billin'.
Audio 2.
Finish this line from EPMD's You Gots to Chill. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free.
I forgot.
What was the title of the 93 film that starred Dr. Dre and Ed Lover as barbers turned police officers?
Car Wash Home.
Name the brand of sweater that the Notorious B.I.G. made iconic.
Nietzsche, NYC, or whatever they call it.
What does the acronym in the name of Death Row member RBX stand for?
Have no idea.
Which iconic L.A. Pioneers debut album was entitled Act a Fool and released in 88?
King T.
What is the name of MC Light's DJ, who is also her cousin? All right, Rodney-O, you ran out of time. How are you feeling about your performance in round three?
Oh, very lack fucking luster.
You said that in round two.
Hey, well, it's same shit. I mean, same yeah, shit. Man, I mean.
Different round.
Oh, my God, man.
Well, Rodney-O, you got 2 out of 7 questions correct in round three. So, yeah. I see why you're feeling that way.
Oh, man.
All right, let's bring out Mellow Man Ace and let's talk about the correct answers to round three. Audio 2 is the rap duo comprised of MC Milk D and DJ Gizmo, who wrote the hit Top Billin'. EPMD's You Gots to Chill says relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of EPMD. Now, both you guys missed this one. Who's the Man is the 1993 film that starred Dr. Dre and Ed Lover. The acronym of Death Row member RBX stands for Reality Born Unknown. Coogi was the brand of sweater that the Notorious B.I.G. made iconic. Now, I know both y'all knew this one with the confidence. King T was the L.A. pioneer whose debut album was entitled Act a Fool and released in 1988. Now, Rodney, you missed this one, and Mello, you passed. The name of MC Light's DJ, who is also her cousin, is DJ K-Rock. All right, Mellow Man Ace, you scored 600 points in round three, giving you a total of 2,200 points. That means you win. You won Headspin today. Make some noise for Mellow Man Ace. Congratulations. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. All right, now here's the bad news, Rodney-O. That means you'll be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Which one of your hits from the 90s will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out. All right, Rodney-O, let's go ahead and spin that wheel.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Coogi, the Australian sweater brand made famous by the Notorious Big, went on to earn the nickname the Cosby Sweater, based off of Bill Cosby's character, Cliff Huxtable, on the 90s sitcom The Cosby Show. But do you know how many times Bill Cosby actually wore a Coogi sweater on the show? Zero. The Cosby Show costume designer, Sarah Lemire, actually went on to say that she couldn't stand Coogi sweaters. Body temperature isn't the only thing causing friction in those sweaters, y'all.
Oh, Rodney-O, you landed on You Don't Hear Me, though. I can't wait to see you perform that on Hollywood Boulevard.
I can see you on Hollywood Boulevard now, singing and dancing.
Yeah, I'm gotta get my moves together.
You know I'm putting this shit on the gram.
Thank you to our Golden Era pioneers, Mellow Man Ace and Rodney-O. And congratulations to our winner, Mellow Man Ace. Rodney-O, I can't wait to see you perform on our Instagram page. If you'd like to witness Rodney-O's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page, at Headspin Game Show.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions, recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Franken. Mixed by Hunter Sump. Music by The Mad Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
top of a mountain. But what goes up must come down, bro. They didn't care about you 4 years ago. So what you gonna do when you start sinking? Get engaged, you probably start drinking.